Blog Talk Radio.
It hardly seems like a year ago that I packed my bags and some money I'd saved. I had a yearning to find myself and to see this land of the free and the brave. I saw my first mountain sunrise from an Appalachian range. I felt a heavenly presence and a rushing wind of change. I am an American man. I'm made of American dreams. I am an American man. Returning to the things the land, who toil with their hands for an honest day's wage. I've seen the stuff from which legends were born, and destinies reached, and histories made. It seems we've come to a crossroads, all our standards are compromised. I pray that our Lady Liberty will awaken before she dies.
I am an American man.
Well, welcome to Deeper Truth, day 8 of our 54-day devotion and prayer for America. When America is strong, the world is safer. And so we need to get back on our knees, and we need to dedicate this for America. Dedicate this prayer. And since we're still in August, today is the 18th of August. August is the month that the church honors the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And that is so good. That is so good. So the month of August is dedicated to the Immaculate Heart. Since the 16th century, Catholic piety has always has assigned entire months to special devotions such as the Immaculate Heart. The Immaculate Heart commemorates the joys and sorrows of the Mother of God, her virtues and perfections, her love for God and her divine Son, and her compassionate love for mankind. As early as 1643, St. John Eudes and his followers observed 8 February as the Feast of the Heart of Mary. Well, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and the Chaste Heart of St. Joseph, the Heart of the Holy Family. And basically every household, every marriage, the woman is really the heart of the family. You know, that's kind of the idea. And Mary typifies that. I mean, she is the role model. Well, the Sacred Heart of Jesus is a symbol of Christ's immense love for humanity, with a wound in its side and a crown of thorns representing the damage caused by our sins. The Immaculate Heart of Mary gives us an example of how we as Christians should love. As Pope Paul VI said, "May the Immaculate Heart of Mary shine before the eyes of all Christians as the model of perfect love toward God and toward our fellow beings. May it lead them toward the holy sacraments by virtue of which souls are cleansed from the stains of sin and are preserved from it. May it also stimulate them to make reparation for the innumerable offenses against the divine majesty. Lastly, may it shine like a banner of unity and a spur to perfect the bonds of brotherhood among all Christians in the bosom of the one Church of Jesus Christ, the Catholic Church, not to be confused with any other, which is taught by the Holy Spirit, honors her, Our Lady, with filial affection and piety as a most beloved mother. O Immaculate Heart of Mary, heavenly beauty and splendor of the Father, you are the most valued heavenly treasure. New Eve, immaculate in soul, spirit, and body, created of the godly seed by the Spirit of God, you are the spiritual mother of mankind. Pure virgin, full of grace, then and now, your whole being was raised heavenly in full glory to be elevated above all the hosts within the kingdom of God. O Heavenly Mother, Queen of heaven and earth, I recognize the glory of your highest title, the Immaculate Heart of Mary. O most blessed Mother, Heart of Love, Heart of Mercy, ever listening, caring, consoling, hear our prayer. As your children, we implore your intercession with Jesus, your Son. Receive with understanding and compassion the petitions which we place before you today, this morning. Loving Mother, dispenser of endless blessings, you who continuously intercede on our behalf, please present our need before your loving Son, Jesus, principally the United States of America. We are comforted in knowing your heart is ever open to those who ask for your prayer. We trust to your gentle care and intercession. Those whom we love and who are sick or lonely or hurting, help all of us, Holy Mother, to bear our burdens in this life until we may share eternal life and peace with God forever. Amen. And this litany was composed by John Henry Cardinal Newman shortly after he converted to Catholicism in 1845. And so let us pray this with reverence and recall the many blessings that have flowed through Mary from Jesus to us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, hear us. Christ, graciously hear us. God, the Father of heaven, have mercy on us. God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. Holy Trinity, one God, have mercy on us. Heart of Mary, pray for us. Heart of Mary, like unto the heart of God, pray for us. Heart of Mary, united to the heart of Jesus, pray for us. Heart of Mary, instrument of the Holy Spirit, pray for us. Heart of Mary, sanctuary of the Divine Trinity, pray for us. Heart of Mary, tabernacle of God incarnate, pray for us. Heart of Mary, immaculate from your creation, pray for us. Heart of Mary, full of grace, pray for us. Heart of Mary, blessed among all hearts, pray for us. Heart of Mary, throne of glory, pray for us. Heart of Mary, most humble, pray for us. Heart of Mary, holocaust of divine love, pray for us. Heart of Mary, fastened to the cross with Jesus crucified, pray for us. Heart of Mary, comfort of the afflicted, pray for us. Heart of Mary, refuge of sinners, pray for us. Heart of Mary, hope of the agonizing, pray for us. Heart of Mary, seat of mercy, pray for us. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, spare us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, graciously hear us, O Lord. Lamb of God, who takest away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Immaculate Mary, meek and humble of heart, make our hearts like unto the heart of Jesus. Let us pray, O most merciful God, who for the salvation of sinners and the refuge of the miserable was pleased that the most pure heart of Mary should be most like in charity and pity to the divine heart of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we who commemorate this sweet and loving heart by the merits and intercession of the same Blessed Virgin may merit to be found like unto the heart of Jesus, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. And some of the promises that Our Lady and Our Lord offer for the devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. One, salvation of our own soul. And this is what Mary said to all those who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months fulfill all the conditions requested, I promise to assist them at the hour of death with all the graces necessary for the salvation of their soul. This little devotion practiced with a good heart is then enough to procure infallibly for us, as with the sacraments, the grace of final perseverance, of eternal salvation. And this promise is without any exclusion, limitation, restriction. To all who I promise heaven for eternity, for five holy communions, and then salvation of sinners. And how many of us can relate that we have family members and friends who have left the church? And so salvation of sinners, so numerous are the souls which the justice of God condemns for sins committed against me, that I come to ask for reparation. Sacrifice yourself for this intention and pray. That's what Our Lady said to Sister Lucy at Tai, Spain, on June 13, 1929. in consideration of this little devotion, Jesus and Mary wish to give the grace of pardon to souls who have had the misfortune of offending the Immaculate Heart of Mary, wrote Sister Lucy in a letter of May 1930. And then peace in the world. And this is something else that Our Lady said, the Virgin Mary said, whether the world has war or peace depends on the practice of this devotion, along with the consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. This is why I desired propagation so ardently, especially because this is also the will of our dear Mother in Heaven. So said Sister Lucy, March 19th, 1939. And where did she say, who gave this to her? The Blessed Virgin Mary. And the promise made by Our Lady to Lucia on July the 13th, 1917, that there would be a future manifestation concerning the practice of the five first Saturdays was fulfilled on December 10th, 1925. Lucia was then a postulant sister in the Dorinthian convent at Tai, Spain. On this occasion, Our Lady appeared together with the child Jesus, who spoke first to Lucia. So these are the words of the child Jesus. Have compassion on the heart of your most holy mother, covered with thorns, which ungrateful men place therein at every moment, while there is no one who does an act of reparation to withdraw them for her. Then Our Lady adds and said to Lucia, behold, my daughter, my heart encircled with thorns, with which ungrateful men pierce it at every moment by their blasphemies and ingratitude. Give me consolation, you at least, and make known on my behalf that I promise to assist at the hour of death with the graces necessary for salvation all who on the first Saturday of five consecutive months confess their sins, receive Holy Communion, recite five decades of the Rosary, and keep me company for 15 minutes meditating on the mysteries of the Rosary with the purpose of making reparation to my Immaculate Heart. So, one, confession, two, receive Holy Communion, three, devout recitation of the Rosary with meditation, and four, with the intention of making reparation. So we can do this. We can do this. This should be the aim of deeper truth out there, those listening and dedicating this devotion, as well as Grace Force. So deeper truth and Grace Force. What a team. What a team. Our Holy Catholic Church, our Holy Catholic faith. That's what this is all about. And so we're thankful. So let us begin this devotion in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended you, and I detest all my sins because of your just punishments, but most of all because you're all good and deserving of all my love. And I firmly resolve with the help of your grace to sin no more and to avoid the near occasion of sin. Our Lady of America, you ask that the United States of America be the country dedicated to your purity, to defend your purity, to recognize your purity, and that your children in America be the children of your pure heart, which we celebrate, your Immaculate Heart, to make our hearts like unto your own and our Lord Jesus Christ. Please intercede for us, that we may be granted this grace and more with morally good leaders who will act according to the revealed will of God and the foundational principles of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States of America. When America is strong, the world is safer. Mary, Queen of Heaven and Earth, intercede for us, your children in America, as we pray for our nation, our military, and our families. We pray for our government leaders, that they will make just decisions and govern us in accordance with truth and the principles upon which our nation was founded. We ask protection for those serving in the military and for our first responders. Bless them and their families as they sacrifice themselves to keep us safe. We pray for our families in a culture that seeks to destroy the morals and values upon which this country was founded. May our families be united in faith and charity. Reclaim this great country for your son's glory, that under his protection and guidance, we may stand together as a people of faith and trust in him for the changes we seek. O blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We ask forgiveness for our offenses against you. We seek your loving care for all our needs and requests. You have blessed our nation and given us countless gifts, our freedom and the ability to seek your will every day are among our dearest possessions. But in turning away from you, we not only risk the loss of all our country, which it has stood for, but we also offend you, who are all good and deserving of all our love. We offer to you devotion, this prayer we have made, we're making as Americans. We ask that you hear us and through your fathomless mercy, convert the hearts of our people and bring them back to you. May our land once more ring out with praise of you and the most loving Virgin Mary, to whom we have entrusted the petitions in this devotion, this prayer for America. Most holy God, we thank you for hearing us. May our hearts praise you forevermore. Amen. Dear Jesus, allow the truth of holy love to flood the hearts of this nation. Place truth in the center of every heart. Return this nation to its rightful place under the dominion of God. Amen. Dear Jesus, inspire the hearts of legislators to bring fairness into every law. In so doing, inspire lawmakers to remove contradiction from laws concerning life in the womb, so that no one is forced to support contraception or abortion against his free will, against their free will. Do not allow religious freedom to be trampled under the feet of those who favor death in the womb. Amen. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. And Saint Teresa of Avila encouraged Christians in her day, instructing us, when the devil wants to remind us of our past, that we can remind him of his future. Matthew chapter 25:41 states, then he, Jesus, will say to those at his left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. You want to escape that? You want to avoid that? Pray the rosary daily for protection to defeat the forces of Satan. And so this battle between the woman, the Virgin Mary, can be found in the 12th chapter of Revelation, verse 17, tells it all. Then the dragon was angry with the woman and went off to make war on the rest of her offspring, on those who keep the commandments of God and bear testimony to Jesus. And he stood at the sand of the sea. And I'm afraid we are all on the playing field here, because we are all affected by this battle. We are all in it. Can't avoid it. So we must take the ammunition, the armor that God gives us to fight this battle. And so that's what Deeper Truth and Grace Force is all about, because we are asking for the Lord's grace to help us in this battle. But he gives us the means to fight this battle. And the rosary, St. Padre Pio called the rosary the weapon. And so it will help you. Pray the rosary daily. Pray the rosary so that we will walk and stay online.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper Truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are. But he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
Well, God will raise up such a child. Psalms 127, verses 3, 4, and 5. Lo, children are an inheritance, are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. Happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil. For he gives to his beloved sheep. Lo, sons are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb, a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the sons of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. Again, Psalms 127. Throughout history, God has raised great men, great saints, to respond to the threats of his people. Are there problems within the church? God raised good, devout men and women to lead through the confusion. Are there problems in the world? The Lord raises brave men and women who sacrifice for the good of the nation. I like what a good friend of mine, Mark Kaiser, convert to the Catholic Church. He used to be a Protestant minister, but now is a Catholic. He pointed out in one of his speeches in Springfield, Missouri, when the Israelites needed a leader to escape the power of the Egyptians, God raised a child to deliver them by miraculous birth, Moses. When the Israelites needed a defender to break the hold of the Philistine, God raised a child to deliver them by miraculous birth, Samson. When the Israelites needed a king to lead the people in a new kingdom, God raised a youth to secure the kingdom against many enemies, King David. when the world needed the Savior to come and redeem the world who would accept him, God raised a child to deliver them by miraculous birth, Jesus. God has raised many who came out of poverty, came out of the shadows, who through various gifts overcame their limitations and made historic contributions to lead God's people through danger. God raises great men to stand at the gate as like a watchman protecting those in a city. Again, Psalms 127 verses 3 and 5 are very important. Lo, sons are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the sons of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta once expressed such a child could be sent by God to correct problems, find cures, do great things, but might have not survived the womb because of abortion. Since 1973, America has fathered nearly 60 million children. Enemies stand at the gate, and oftentimes our own children are in the enemy's camp. What happens when any society forgets God's commands and lives out their lives, squandering their way of life for lavish living, for sinful inclinations? They soon fall. In order to achieve zero population or to achieve zero growth in population, the average family would need to raise a minimum of 2.1 children, but we have been plummeted below, down to 1.6, which is unsustainable. Our enemies are taking root in Christian Europe and threatening the United States because we do not have the desire to hold fast to our foundations. Hence why we are praying for America with its 54-day devotion to pray for America. But maybe God is working another leader who will turn things around. In Samson's youth, he was not always the pious, holy servant that God chose. Sometimes he was in trouble because he was being shaped by God. And President Donald Trump is something like that, knowing from his youth, Trump did what he was compelled to do. But today, Trump is doing all the right things to bring back the West from its free fall against faith, against morality, immorality, and against freedom. We need many children to be raised for the purposes of defending our nation against enemies standing at the gate. Like vultures, our enemies are waiting for us to fall from within because of our decadence, just like that of ancient Rome. Many have sought to destroy the family unit. That is the liberal mindset today, to redefine the measure of right and wrong based on personal cause. The desecration of the American flag, the national anthem, our military becomes justified if it is for a good cause. Yeah, right. Roger Goodell had the opportunity to right this wrong for the National Football League, but showed instead a weakness to cave in to those who seek to destroy America. A brilliant prospect of a general, Colonel Leland B.H. Bohannon, is denied promotion because he held to his Christian faith as opposed to cave in to the progressives who seek to unite sodomy with the marriage covenant. Unbelievable. All this trans that we're seeing today, which is an abomination against the Lord our God. America is standing at the threshold. Before it lies two roads. Before us lies two roads. The road to Sodom and Gomorrah. To Sodom or the road to Nineveh. Will God raise up a child to lead America down the right road, or will it wither, welter into dust as enemies at the gates enter in through the Trojan horses? We desperately need a child to be raised to lead us back to God's commandments, where Christmas is honored and remembered, where traditional families are encouraged, and where faith can grow. Know this, my beloved brethren, that every man be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of a man does not work the righteousness of God. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rank growth of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who observes his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But he who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer that forgets, but a doer that acts, he shall be blessed in his doing. If anyone thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue, but deceives his heart, this man's religion is vain. So let us stand. Our Lady, pray for us. Our Lady, our Lord, have mercy on us. And did the Lord send us a child? Well, we believe we have a child who has been raised, who came out. And today has been prophesied to be such a leader. Even has a holy brick at the Vatican with his name on it that has been placed there for the holy masses. And so here we go. Trump for America.
America, America, you gotta fight for America, the land of the free, the home of the brave, red, white, and blue, America. Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. America, America, you gotta fight for America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. We gotta fight America.
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 Stand for America.
I'll die for America.
God bless. I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, "Your old courthouse is kind of run down." He said, "No, it'll do for our little town." I said, "Your old flagpole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it." He said, "Have a seat." And I sat down. "Is this the first time you've been to our little town?" I said, "I think it is." He said, "I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on there. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before. And I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning. We take her down every night. We don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
God bless America.
I was there in the winter of 64 when we camped in the ice at Nashville's door. 300 miles our trail had led. We barely had time to bury our dead. When the Yankees charged and the colors fell, Overton Hill was a living hell. When we called retreat, it was almost dark. Died with a grape shot in my heart. Say a prayer for peace for every fallen son. Set my spirit free. Let me Mother Mary, I'm so tired, but I can't come home till the last shot's fired. In June of 1944, I waited in the blood of Omaha's shores. 21 and scared to death, seawall. When my friends turned and saw me fall, I still smell the smoke, I can taste the mud. As I lay there dying from a loss of blood,
oh, beautiful for space. or purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies. Amber waves gleam, or purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and He crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea and shining sun.
Thank you. Tomorrow all the things were gone. I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you, and it meant her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no